Mark Doyle from County Kildare, winner of the Donegal Marathon. Are you pleased with your performance, 2 hours, 38 minutes?
Absolutely delighted. Tough weather conditions in the morning, lashing rain, but tough course, but absolutely great race, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and obviously poor conditions rain-wise. Now, the wind wasn't too strong, but how did it affect your performance, or did it at all?
I really enjoyed the rain, but the support out on the course was second to none. Yeah. Even in the lashing rain, like, there was people all around the course cheering you on. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, and the time has broken the record here, so impressive time.
Yeah, delighted. Yeah, like I said, tough course, a few little sharp hills here and there to knock the steam out of the sails, but yeah, I really enjoyed it.
You're a regular marathon runner. How's the Donegal Marathon compared to the rest around the country?
Tough, quite tough now, challenging course. You can see why there's so many people out here doing it. Like, you know, it really is a tough course, and one that a medal that'll go on the mantelpiece anyway.
Yeah. And tell us, what are you using this event for? What's prep for? What's next for you?
I have a couple of ultramarathons coming up now in October in the UK, and a couple of Ironman races next year. So just finishing up the season strong.
You're going to have to come back and defend this title and try and make the two there.
That's it. Definitely come back. Really enjoyed it again, and we'll definitely be back next year.
Thanks for talking to us. Well done today, Mark.
Goodbye. Thanks very much.
Kieran McGonigal, the first local man home, and of course, second overall as well in the marathon. Brilliant performance there with 2:41, you know?
Yeah, I was happy with it. It's a hard enough course now going out there, but I kept it going, and you know, I didn't think I was in the shape to get under the or close to the 2:40, so I'm happy with that time.
And there was challenging conditions there with the driving rain, so there was today.
It was challenging at the start. The rain running out against it now, it made it a lot more difficult than normally would be now. Yep. But the wind did stay away for a wee bit, so that was a bit of a bonus.
Right. And did your plan go as you wanted it to today? How you'd set it out?
I did go a wee bit too slow at the start. I probably should have pushed it on a wee bit faster at the start. I found it hard to make it up there at the end, but no, fairly went to plan as what I was hitting the mile markers as I was going along.
Yeah. And great local support out there as well for you, and we've seen when you cross the line here, all your friends and family here too.
It was brilliant support there from the family, and a little special thanks to them, because without their support and encouragement I wouldn't be able to disappear for hours to go out and do the training for it, so it was great to do it. To get over and have that support there.
Yeah, and you actually got under the course record of last year as well, which was impressive.
I was happy with that now, but just looking for trying to get close to the PB, so maybe in the next marathon might hit that one.
What is that PB now?
It's 2:39.
Right.
So.
And where is the next marathon for you?
It'll probably be Dublin, I would say. Right. That's the target anyway. Yeah.
And you're gonna have to come back now and try and run this next year.
I will. Maybe we'll aim. I was a bit late starting training for it this year, so maybe next year I'll. Targeted a bit more and start the training a wee bit earlier.
Second overall and first local home, well done, Kieran.
Before, I'd just like to thank the Rosses, special mention to them for the work they do down with the athletic clubs down around the Rosses. They do great work, and to thank Claire Kenny, AC, who allow me to train with them every Tuesday night, so I just thank them.
Mark Walker, third overall here at the Donegal Marathon, under 3 hours. Good achievement, yeah, happy?
Yeah, I'm happy with that, 3 hours 58. Yeah. I done 2:51 in London earlier on in the year, but I said I'm doing 4 marathons now in 9 weeks, and this is the first one. Yeah. So my target's to break 3 hours in all 4 of them, finishing with Dublin. So a nice wee goal.
So yeah, and you're off to a good start here.
It was tricky enough. There's a few wee hills in that one.
Yeah, and how'd you find the course overall?
It was good, you know, it was good. I was glad it was actually raining to start. It kept the temperature down, you know, and not have poor water over shells, you know, so it was good.
You like running on the rain then, them conditions sort of
suit
you?
I do. Well, I'd rather not didn't rain at the very start, maybe a mile in, but when you're soaked before you begin, you know, but they're still good.
Yeah. And there's a nice banger contingent down with
the
support.
Did you hear them? Yeah, there's 7 of us here. Yeah.
So then, next one for you, what's up?
It's the Mary Anderson Foundation one, I think. Yeah. It's just outside Armagh, right. And that's in 3 weeks' time, and then it's the Phoenix one in Monaghan. Right. In 6 weeks' time, and then Dublin in 9 weeks.
And then the Dublin. So, give me the best of luck with that over the next 3, and you're off to a good start in Donegal.
Yeah, I'll be back again next year. It's great wee spot. Like, friendly people too.
Yeah. Well done. Good man, Mark.
Okay, thank you very much.